The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Just because we're having a winter storm doesn't mean the planet's not getting warm. That idiotic argument's getting old. Climate change can also make it cold. That's the beauty of science. It doesn't care if you believe it or not. So pay attention to science, 'cause it sure explains a lot. You might think it's clever to send a tweet begging global warming to send us some heat. But on top of being a bit bizarre, it also shows how stupid you are. That's the beauty of science. It doesn't care if you believe it or not. So pay attention to science before our environment is shot. How many more times must we explain this stuff? Climate's not weather, it isn't that tough. Even little kids can explain the crux to these science-denying schmucks. That's the beauty of science. It doesn't care if you believe it or not. So pay attention to science before our planet's not worth squat. If this administration could get its way, they'd totally demolish the EPA. And we've got a leader who keeps on slamming the concept of global whamming. That's the beauty of science. It doesn't care if you believe it or not. So pay attention to science and get off your friggin' yacht. It rhymes. That's the beauty of science. Fact's a fact, no matter what you dolts conclude. And though your nutty defiance makes you sound truly unglued, pay attention to science, please, before we are all screwed.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, hold on. Gotta change that over there. All right. Lauren Mayer getting us started on a brand new week here at the Nicole Sandler Show. Welcome to it. I should have stayed off of Twitter and Facebook. But it's a new week. I got to tell you, yesterday I was unplugged from all of this, as I try to do occasionally. And I realized yesterday was the 4th of February, February 4th. 2019. And I said, "What, that day sounds familiar." And sure enough, it went back through my the calendar in my head and realized that it was 22 years ago yesterday that a radio station that I worked at in Los Angeles, KSEA, went off the air 22 years ago. And I realized, I tweeted this out this morning after getting into it on Twitter and Facebook. I know, I should know better. With idiots who are bad-mouthing Bernie Sanders because, like he's done for the last 2 years, tonight, for the third time in a row, he's going to deliver his own response to the State of the Union address. It'll be after the speech, after the official Democratic response. He does it on his Facebook Live page. He's not stepping on anyone's toes. Yeah, the Bernie haters are out in force, and it's getting really old. And we're not even, this campaign hasn't even yet begun. Bernie hasn't even announced whether or not he's running. And yet the haters, and I'll put all those people directly at the shareblue.com world. These are the old Hillary Clinton supporters who can't fucking let it go. They're still harping on it, from Zerlina Maxwell to you name it, to the crooks and liars people, to the you know, the corporate Dems. They've all got it. They are so hung up on Bernie Sanders that they're taking this as a personal affront to Stacey Abrams. By the way, Bernie Sanders endorsed Stacey Abrams for her run for governor of Georgia before anybody else. But the haters are going to keep hating, and it is, I went on a blocking spree, and so I can't read to you, because I was going to save some to share with you, because they were so ugly and vitriolic, and then I just wound up blocking them, because they're such fucking assholes. Like, here's one that I'll share with you, from Leslie Lee III, if you care to, follow this person on Twitter for whatever reason. I wouldn't know why. What Democrats won't do for Black women: guarantee their health care, guarantee their child care, guarantee they receive a living wage, guarantee their higher education. What Democrats will do for Black women: complain about a Bernie Sanders live stream. I guess that's saying that Democrats are sticking up for Kamala Harris. And, and then this person also wrote, this shit is why most Black people don't bother to vote. Okay, why is this a race thing? Oh, I guess it's a race thing because, sorry, Stacey Abrams is a Black woman. I love Stacey Abrams. Actually, I liked her a whole lot more before this morning when I read she joined the Center for American Progress. Neera Tanden? Really? Stacey Abrams, who I think is a great progressive, is working for the Center for American Progress. Talk about a centrist bullshit so-called think tank. Yes, House of Roberts says, if Bernie haters bother you, then I suggest you stay off Democratic Underground. Where? That's a joke, but I don't go to Democratic Underground. And as for Speedbird, who says I'm mute as opposed to blocking, I don't want them seeing my tweets. Fuck that. I don't want them having any access to anything I do. That's the problem I have with Facebook. So I blocked a whole bunch of people on Facebook, but I realized that I made my Facebook page public because I use it, you know, to promote the show. And so now I've blocked them, but they can still talk shit about me. Social media is a weird animal, isn't it? I'm trying not to let this stuff get to me. But the ugliness surrounding Bernie Sanders, who, has decided to deliver his own response to the State of the Union address, something he's done. This will be his third year in a row. Funny, the third speech that Donald Trump has delivered. Now, this is technically his second State of the Union address because no president, their first speech is an address to a joint session of Congress because they'd only been on the job for 2 months. They're not really in a position to deliver a State of the Union. So this is technically his second State of the Union, but it's his third of these addresses to a joint session of Congress. Bernie Sanders has done this each time. There was no outrage last year when Joseph Kennedy delivered the address. So when people came at me, you know, bad-mouthing Bernie, I said, do you have a problem? Kamala Harris has announced she's doing a pre-buttal. Yes. Here's the one I deleted. And tell me what this means. If they were up your ass, you would still not know. Get it? Old joke. Ha ha. Bernie? ? Clown narcissist just like Trump. What the fuck? And yes, Daily Kos gets lumped in with all those other establishment centrist Democratic groups. Democratic Underground and Share Blue, which is the worst of them. It's founded, it's David Brock. It's the Clinton machine all over again. And they will never get over the fact that Bernie Sanders ran against her when it was her turn. But now it's not only the Clinton people, and I feel really bad at this. What I feel bad about is that it's been turned into a racial thing. that people like someone like Zerlina Maxwell tweeted at me because I said, I don't understand why, you know, all these attacks on Bernie. And my Twitter stream is just flying by today with so many people coming at me because I dare speak my mind. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find Zerlina's tweet, because when I questioned her again, of course, she didn't respond the second time. But this has been going on since the news broke a few days ago that Bernie was going to do this. But he's done it for years. So why are they taking it as an affront, an attack on Kamala, on Stacey Abrams? Because, oh my God, because she's making history. She is the first African-American woman to deliver the major party response to the State of the Union address. More power to her. I'm a big fan of Stacey Abrams. Again, I question the whole Center for American Progress thing, but I get it. She needs a job, and I understand better than most. But so this is an affront to Stacey Abrams. Really? Why? He's waiting for her to finish. He's not going to go on when she's on, which is what The Hill reported. And then, you know, Daily Kos ran with it and put out that bullshit for another 18 hours before they took down the fake news tweet. So people like Zerlina Maxwell and others have come out and said, well, it's an attack on an African-American woman. No, it really isn't. It's not an attack at all. In fact, Bernie Sanders tweeted his support for Stacey Abrams when she was chosen to deliver the response and said, by the way, after she's done, I'm going to speak too. Big fucking deal. They're only getting so bent out of shape because what? They don't like Bernie Sanders? We know. We know full well. Get over it already. So let's see if there's another tweet. I've decided I'm going to respond to these in a sort of different way. Okay, let's see. Not worth it. I was going to say we're going to just laugh. We're going to laugh at them. They're still coming in. The Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Okay. The Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes, will be delivering a response on behalf of the Working Families Party immediately after Stacey Abrams. Where are the attacks on this person? I say this person because I don't know if Mandela Barnes is a man or a woman. Big fucking deal. The more voices, the better. What's the problem? And yet anytime, I see. Centrist bias. All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay off of Twitter. So Vermont Gina in the chat room just wrote, hi, all. Can we all come back with he's Jewish? I had a Hillary Clinton person try to tell me, but he's not really. It's so bizarre. I think they should all drown the orange fart noise out. Well, then I agree to that as well. I just don't understand why the ugliness coming at Bernie Sanders. Now, somebody called. You know, I don't solicit phone calls on the show, but I do take them. We're on live from 3 to 4 each day. The phone number's up on the website. And somebody called in the second I went on the air, and I just released the line because I wasn't going to take a call, and this person called right back. So obviously, this person has some burning thing they need to say, so let's find out what it is. Hi, who's this?
This is Ryan from Virginia.
Hi, Ryan from Virginia. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing all this going on. It reminds me of what happened to the Republican Party when they were the party that was in and out of power. They came into power on one end, but they were out of power on another. You had the Republicans pick somebody to make the response toward President Obama. Then Michelle Bachmann made a statement. Then somebody else made a statement. Then somebody else made a statement on that same side.
Yeah.
And this is
and nobody watched. Hold on. And nobody watched. And nobody gave a shit. So what's the fucking
nobody
problem?
Cared.
Right.
And, well, I think here, I don't know for certain, but I can say this is just what I'm coming off the brain thinking. I think this is deja vu 2.0 with the Democratic Party.
Oh, that I
where
know.
You have now, you've got the issue with my governor putting on blackface.
God.
And now you have my lieutenant governor who touched somebody on the booty.
Allegedly.
And then you got this issue.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
So you got, and then you have now the Democratic Party trying to push non-white candidates to the forefront. And then there's friction on, well, is Bernie a real Democrat? Bernie's an independent. Why is Bernie, you know, independent? He should be a Democrat. He should be one or the other.
Why?
To be honest with you, Ms. Stanley, it doesn't really matter. I agree with you. The more voices, the better. But I do think it does cause distraction. We need to get behind one voice and one voice only, and that's
it. The first caucus is still a fucking year away. We don't need to get behind one candidate now. It's barely February of 2019. The first caucus.
I didn't say one candidate. I said one voice.
Well, that's not going to happen. But we should stop bad-mouthing one another. We should stop attacking each other. There's
now,
no reason for all these attacks on Bernie Sanders unless there are anti-Semites out there.
I think it's stupid. I mean, you know, because Bernie's put the work in. I don't see anybody else out there putting the work in that Bernie has done. Bernie's been on the ground with Abrams, been on the ground with Gillum, been on the ground with Fairfax, been on the ground with
all
the lieutenant governor of
Rhode
Island.
Been on the ground with Martin Luther King Jr. But by the way, if I bring that up as a white person, I'm somehow race baiting.
Well, let me break that down for you because I am a non-white man.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get attacked as a so-called white person on this issue because it's stupid, but I think this also needs to be addressed within the Democratic movement about the color issue because, yes, as a white person, if you actually give receipts, hey, this is Mr. Sanders with Dr. King, and you got the actual photo, you got the receipts to back
it up.
They've
been out there.
They
don't care.
We don't believe you.
Well,
we don't believe
then
you.
Then that's your problem. And I'm not talking to you. I'm saying whoever doesn't believe their own eyes, that's their problem. It's actually all our problem because we're going to wind up with Donald Trump again in 2020. That's my prediction.
And a lot of people,
this shit
and there's
doesn't
a lot of people
stop.
Who actually are telling me that that's what they want. And I'm not joking with you, but that's exactly what some people are telling me. Let him win because right now white supremacy is so out in the open.
My God.
This is fun. We got to keep it going.
Oh, that's so much fun. You know, if that happens,
it sounds stupid.
Sorry, we all die. Hey, I got to run on. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Didn't mean to cut you off. But we've got a laugh standing by. I went on a rant. But I want to get Laffy in on this because, again, I try to spend most of the weekend offline, as I try to do on weekends, to get away from this shit. You know, I got a message from Laffy saying these Bernie smears in my timeline about his, State of the Union response is getting really old. And every time I went online, I saw more attacks. I will say it. I'm going to say it unequivocally. If this shit doesn't stop, Donald Trump will easily win re-election. And I'll put it on the feet of Callie Joy, whatever her fucking name is at Daily Kos, and Zerlina Maxwell, and all the other people who came out attacking me for daring to say, what's the fucking big deal about Bernie Sanders speaking after the State of the Union address? They just want to tear down Bernie Sanders, and it's done already. Get over it. May the best candidate win, period. Unbelievable. I'll be back with Gotta Laugh next.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Federal prosecutors from the Southern District of New York Monday evening served a wide-ranging subpoena on Donald Trump's inaugural committee, seeking an array of documents, including all information related to inaugural donors, vendors, contractors, bank accounts of the inaugural committee, and any information related to foreign contributors to the committee. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell has more.
One of the most mysterious mountains of money that Donald Trump has raised and controlled is the record $107 million raised by President Trump's inaugural committee, the most any inaugural committee had ever raised. Federal prosecutors in New York City are now trying to trace every penny of that money. The document indicates that prosecutors are investigating crimes related to conspiracy to defraud the United States, mail fraud, false statements, wire fraud, and money laundering.
Delayed for a week due to Trump's government shutdown, the president on Tuesday night delivers his second State of the Union address. This, as a new poll, shows that a majority of voters say they oppose a second term for Trump, disapprove of his 35-day government shutdown over a wall, and worry that the country is on the wrong track. After 2 years in office in which he habitually derided the Democrats as the opposition, his political enemies, and worse, Trump's aides say that the speech will call for bipartisanship and working across the aisle. Perhaps watching the speech with a laugh track would make the thing more bearable. The Democrats' official response will be delivered by Stacey Abrams, the first black woman major party gubernatorial nominee in U.S. history. Her remarks will be carried live by all the same TV outlets who air the State of the Union address. Senator Bernie Sanders tweeted, quote, "Stacey Abrams is a great choice to deliver the Democratic response. I'm very much looking forward to her speech. For the third year in a row, following the Democratic rebuttal, I'll be on Facebook Live, Twitter, and YouTube to respond to Trump." Well, the Bernie haters on social media came out swinging, claiming he was trying to steal the spotlight of an African-American woman. Give me a break. It's behavior like this that'll guarantee a second Trump term. Remember the Trump administration's policy of separating children from their parents when they arrive at our border seeking asylum? It was announced Monday that committees in both the House and Senate will hold hearings on the policy. MSNBC's Ali Velshi explained.
The administration does not dispute an inspector general report which says that thousands more migrant children may have been separated beyond the 2,700 children who were removed under the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy in 2018. In the court documents, a top official with Health and Human Services says that even if tracking down the separated children were, quote, within the realm of the possible, her office does not have the resources to do it. League Alert, the ACLU's lead attorney in the suit, said in a statement, quote, "The Trump administration's response is a shocking concession that it can't easily find thousands of children it ripped from parents and doesn't even think it's worth the time to locate each of them."
Now on to Virginia, where embattled Governor Ralph Northam is still refusing to step down, insisting that he doesn't want to be known as a, quote, racist for life. He might want to go back and listen to his story of wearing blackface to compete in a Michael Jackson dance contest and realize that he's too late.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a dance contest. I had always liked Michael Jackson. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk. But then let me tell you what happened. I have a very close friend who was my assistant during the campaign. I don't think he would mind me telling you his name. His name is Seth Opoku-Yeboah. During some of our long rides around the Commonwealth, the very issue of blackfacing came up. And he really did a good job communicating to me why that's so offensive. And it was actually during that conversation, I said, you know, Seth, I put some polish on my face. I competed in a dance contest dressed up as Michael Jackson. And I said, I assume you probably would think that's offensive. He said, I would. And I said, you know what, Seth? I appreciate you being open with me. I apologize for what I've done in the past, and I can promise you I'll never do that again in the future.
Meanwhile, the right-wing website that first published the racist photo from Northam's medical school yearbook is now targeting Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, reporting an accusation of sexual assault in 2004. Fairfax and his office vehemently deny the accusations. And finally, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has shut up the QAnon conspiracy theorist who spread rumors that she was dead by making her first public appearance since undergoing cancer surgery in December. The 85-year-old attended an event called Notorious RBG in Song at the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. on Monday night, a musical celebration of her achievements. She underwent a pulmonary lobectomy just a few days before Christmas after doctors discovered cancerous nodules in her left lung. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit,
with Laffy.
Oh, boy, if ever we needed to laugh. Every Tuesday, Got a Laugh joins us to, talk about the news of the day. Today, we're just having so much fun. Let's get Laffy on the phone, shall we? Hello.
Struck me funny. Well, hello there. You've reached the State of the Union hotline.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. I particularly can't wait for the responses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Press 1 if you think Nancy Pelosi should stand over Trump's shoulder wearing a very visible pin that says, "You want new to... can't even talk. You want unification? Start calling me Madam Speaker."
There you go.
Press 2 if you think the entire Democratic caucus should take a knee and then walk out.
Yes.
Press 3 if you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg should show up, even if just to yell, "You lie," and lie and lie.
That would be wonderful, but she's not going.
No, she's not going.
Good for her.
But it would be great.
Yes, it would.
Press 4 if you think Trump's State of the Union speech could be referred to as the art of the ordeal. Have a nice day.
God. Oh my God.
This day, I was right there with you the whole time you were talking.
Oh my God.
By the way, the tweet that I sent you in chat.
Yeah.
That you read out loud?
Yeah, I blocked him.
That was from a follower who I unfollowed. No idea he had that in him. We haven't talked in quite a while, so mm-hmm. I haven't been keeping up with him. But that was just ultimately rude and unnecessarily vitriolic. I was just, that's what we get, though. That's what, the minute I mention Bernie in any context, I get something like that thrown at me.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. And I've been living with it, I mean, all day. This started this morning where I wrote something innocuous. I don't even remember. And the attacks just started coming. Oh, my God.
But it's not just today. Unfortunately, it's been years of this. It never stopped.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope. Yep.
I mean, after the election, I thought, okay, you know, we'll have a little breather and people will go back to semi-normal. And instead, I continue to get Bernie bashing, and it's unsolicited. I may say something like 70% of people agree with Bernie's tax plan, or you know, whatever, and I'll start getting people just bashing Bernie, not relevant to what I had just said, just bashing Bernie in my timeline.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Just like keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you feel that way. That's your problem, but or your prerogative, but. You don't need to come into my timeline unnecessarily saying negative things about somebody who's doing something right.
Well, this is what they do. They can't build up their candidate. They got to tear down the other one.
It's not even about a candidate, though. That's the thing. I mean, right now, Bernie is the most popular senator.
Yep.
And his policies from 2016 have made their way into the policy positions of a lot of the Democrats running. So
can I just say, and this might be what started the fact that Medicare for All, putting Nancy Pelosi to the side for a moment, great piece in The Intercept today by Ryan Grin that you should read. But the fact is that most of the major Democratic candidates are all for Medicare for All.
Right.
4 years ago, Bernie Sanders was the only one talking about Medicare for All, and Hillary Clinton, for example, put him down for it.
And tuition-free college, too.
Yep. And so now these ideas are in the mainstream, and they're dissing Bernie Sanders. We wouldn't be talking about them if not for Bernie Sanders.
That's what I don't understand. And somebody said, are they bots? No, I had to, in 2016, I had to block people who had been longtime followers. One ended up working, campaigning for Hillary, not anyone famous that you would know, but just very active.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see Hillary mention her name every so often. And I was like, why are you coming into my, I mean, we were always friendly. Why are you doing this? I'm not bashing Hillary in your timeline. So why are you doing that? Some of them were bots. A lot of the quote Bernie bros were in fact documented Russian troll farm bots. But that aside, I don't understand the compulsion to take something positive that he did and he's doing and that they seem to praise AOC for.
Yep.
And turn it back on him. I just don't get it. That's, you know, disagree with me. That's fine. I'm fine with that. But you don't have to come into my timeline and initiate some kind of a smear campaign. I don't get that.
They do, I guess, because they feel threatened by him. I don't know. I honestly don't get it, which is why I took what Gina said in the chat room and said something about, I guess the Bernie haters are anti-Semites or something. And of course, I'm getting pushback on that too. This is why Twitter is not a great place for those kind of nuanced discussions.
Also, somebody said, is Hillary, if I feel HRC still wants to run. No, she's not running.
She's not
running. It's been made clear.
And, oh my God. Get over it already. 2016 is over. Can't we move on?
I know. Let's just, and you said, I retweeted you and quote tweeted over you, I think, about, or maybe I just retweeted you about saying, why can't we hear out people who are the candidates who aren't even declaring yet?
Right.
Some of them haven't declared yet, and let them get into debates and watch those debates. We don't know where they stand yet. So why are people getting so hooked on one candidate or one frame of mind?
I don't know. And as I tweeted out, or look, if you've been listening for a long time, you know, I was all in for Bernie in 2016. I still support him. I still think he'd make a great president. Although, as I've said before, I don't know that I want him to run.
Exactly.
I have a few issues. I haven't made my mind up yet who I'm going to support. And there's no reason I should have, because the fucking primary season hasn't even begun yet.
No, I totally agree with that.
The first caucuses are in Iowa, and they're on February 3rd. It's
right.
2 days under a year away. Cut it out already!
Why are other Democrats, or progressives, or liberal, whatever the heck you want to call them, why are they so anxious to settle on one candidate before they've even heard out the other ones? That's what I don't get. That's why we have debates. That's why we have nominations.
Exactly.
Nominees. It's just insane what's going on. It's really disturbing, and I feel like I'm being in a sense censored because I'm afraid to say the name Bernie without getting pounced on, even in a very benign tweet about, you know, not coming out for Bernie, you know, not saying he's this godsend. I'm just saying, look, here's something about Bernie that's interesting, and people are supporting it. No, he's awful. He's not even a Democrat.
Yeah,
you know, he may not be a Democrat. I don't see why affiliation matters. If you support his ideas, if you think he's got something to offer, what difference does it make if he's a Democrat or not?
Exactly.
In general, I'm not even talking about the election.
Exactly. They're so invested in, well, he's not a Democrat. Oh, and then somebody, one of the more inane tweets I got in today aimed at me was, it was about, fuck, you know what? I lost it. I made the mistake
of refreshing. When you get it back, you'll say
yes. I'm just, can you tell I'm upset? People are, they're just, he's not a Democrat. I'm sorry. I'm totally losing it today. Can you tell?
You want to get into tweets? Because I have a billion of them.
I just can't believe we're in this place right now. And this is what I started
either.
To say before. We are going to lose. By we, I mean the Democrats. And I'm a Democrat. I'll say it again. Only so I can vote in the primary. And I haven't yet decided who I'm going to vote for. And I probably won't for many months because unlike some others, I like to hear exactly what the different candidates think. And I want to know who's in the running. The attacks on Bernie. So this is what it was. Somebody said, nobody should speak until after Stacey Abrams, except for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. It's like, what country do you live in?
That's crazy.
You think? I never ascribe to the my party wrong or right, let alone my country wrong or right. I'm going to call both out when they do something wrong. And this is fucking wrong. To you so-called Democrats who are so crazy about the party, how about putting principles above party?
That would be nice. Yeah. I don't understand tribalism. I just never have. That's just not me. I've never been a group person anyway. I'm a one-on-one person, but this kind of thinking, this kind of mob mentality is just destructive. It doesn't help anything. Okay. I would love to hear what people think.
One.
If they have some candidate they love,
right.
Tell me about your candidate. Tell me why I should take a second look at so-and-so.
Sure.
But don't come at me for my choices.
Then the other part is that this has been made into a racial divide. Stacey Abrams is African American. Exactly. Good. And she's being given a huge platform, which she deserves. Not she's being given, she earned it. Okay.
Yeah, she sure did.
But people are taking this as a dig at Stacey Abrams, as a racial attack by Bernie Sanders on Stacey Abrams, because he is upstaging the first African American woman to deliver the State of the Union response. So in response to a tweet like that I got, I think from Zerlina Maxwell, I said, well, by that reasoning, I guess Bernie and the rest of the white men should step aside because Kamala Harris is running.
I don't understand.
She's the first African-American woman to run for the presidency. Shouldn't everyone just make room for her? Because otherwise, isn't that disrespectful and racist of them? That's the reasoning they're employing here, and it pisses me off. And I just get this tweet. Why are white people like this? You know exactly why Bernie's presence as a rebuttal responder is shitty optics. Let's start with the fact that in every rebuttal to whatever rebuttal, there is this idea of opposition, like the Tea Party response to the Republican response. What the fuck does that even mean? It's this person, whoever, I'm not even going to say his name, who is responding by making it a racial trope.
Okay. I don't see that, but...
why are white people like this?
Honestly,
what does it have to do with him being white?
I don't know. And I don't care who gets on Facebook or wherever they are and rebuts. I'm going to watch who I watch.
Yep. And not watch who I don't watch.
Exactly. I really don't have any interest, to be honest, in watching Bernie's rebuttal. I want to watch Stacey Abrams. I really like her. I'm just not interested in rebuttal after rebuttal. I don't even know. I don't think I can watch. I guess I could watch, what's her name? Kamala. I'm sure I'll see clips, though. So I'm not going to watch her pre-buttal.
Nope.
So I just, I don't have that much time to do all this. And I just kind of want to see the main attractions right now. And I'm so looking forward to Stacey Abrams. I've been so excited about that. That honestly, the rest of it can just go away. I wouldn't even watch Trump if I didn't feel I had to, so
right.
I would
be
edumacated on what he's going to be saying and how I could talk about it. But
sorry, I made a mistake. Martique in the chat room corrected me. Kamala Harris is not the first black woman to run. That was Shirley Chisholm.
I guess they don't
have to step aside for her. Never mind.
Well,
I'm being sarcastic because I'm pissed off.
But all of that to me is just we don't need this. We need to take a breath, calm down, understand each other's points of view, listen to all the candidates, listen to the debates or watch the debates, and make up our minds, and we don't have to attack each other.
Yep.
That's my point.
I think we are past that point. I'll say it again, and I'll state it as clearly as I can. If this shit doesn't stop, the Democrats lose, and we wind up with another 4 years of Donald Trump.
Well, I just hope it stops on its own merits. I really hate the whole environment of this.
Which is why yesterday was so nice when I was just talking about the good old days.
Why I was so happy that you did it. Because it made you happy. I could tell it made you happy. Just in that one tweet that you put out asking about it, I could tell it made you happy. And I think we need more happy. I'm not going to even get into the infighting. I cannot. I will not do that. Not this year. I can't do it again.
I don't think we have a choice. I think it's there. It's coming at us.
Oh, no,
matter
it's
what
there.
We do.
I will not hopefully indulge.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, let's do tweets because
all
I have
right,
so many.
Let's do it.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right. Well, the Twitters have been a buzz. I blocked half the people on Twitter today, so I don't know how many people are left.
Well, I always forget what I've put up. So if I repeat anything, you guys, so sorry. But here's from our buddy Twin Mom Sue. And she was sort of responding to what we were talking about here. Not watching him, not watching anyone before or after him, because I simply don't care. It is way too early to be griping about who is speaking, how many people are speaking, or in what order they are speaking. This is level 10 crazy already. And then she does two eye rolls. So we agree.
Okay.
Although I'm watching yeah. Trump and definitely watching Stacey.
Yep, me too. Unfortunately, I'm only watching Trump because I feel like I have to, although...
Yeah, I feel obligated.
I figured out my strategy for tomorrow.
If yeah.
anything, and I promise I will keep the clips of Trump to a minimum, but I'm trying to employ a new strategy. It didn't really work today, but hopefully it will with any audio I play. When he says something totally insane...
Stupid.
I have my laugh track handy.
Good.
So when Trump says something like,
I'm president and you're not.
You know.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
And it keeps things lighter, too. That's a good idea. All right. So here's what I put a tweet up that I'm just going to read because it's my take on what's going to happen tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trump's teleprompter word slaw tonight will be nothing more than platitudes about, quote, unity, followed by lies, an abundance of bragging about things he didn't do, denying things he did do, more lies, blaming Dems, Obama, Hillary, wall, no collusion, and then I ran out of room, then me, 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 and then that'll be it. We don't need, you guys don't even need to watch him. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think I have this up as a tweet, but he's going to be talking about supposedly about foreign policy a lot. Okay, so somebody to CNN tweeted, State of the Union 2019, what to watch? And so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, none of it.
Uh-huh.
What
that,
to watch?
That's one way to get through it.
Yeah. Dave Weigel said, I think somebody already pointed this out, but how dangerous can the migrant caravan be if Fox News has been embedded with it for like 2 months?
Right. Good question. Yeah.
Very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dave Weigel. So Tara Palmieri, I'm sorry, of ABC said, Trump told supporters, here it comes, 40 to 50% of the speech will be about foreign policy. When asked if the deficit will be mentioned in the State of the Union speech, Chief of Staff Mulvaney said, nobody cares per attendee. And then Igor Bobik of Huffington Post said, wonder what Congressman Mulvaney would make of this quote.
Yeah. Right. Mulvaney, who now wants a different job. I don't know which one.
Yeah, he wants out. He wants to do something. He
right.
wants to take over commerce, I think.
Right.
Or was it?
Or Treasury or so who the fuck
something.
Knows? Yeah.
I don't know. Who I knows know, anymore? Yeah. Aunt Krabby calls bullshit, who I love. Dear Aunt Krabby.
Mm-hmm.
At Dear Aunt Krabby. Call me old fashioned, but I expect my president to get his fat lard ass out of bed and get to work before 11 a.m.
Well, he doesn't.
No. That's the whole point, is that he doesn't. And he has mm-hmm. his executive time, which is basically sitting on the toilet and tweeting.
Right.
And calling Sean Hannity.
Yep. And Lou Dobbs.
And Lou Dobbs. All right. So Christine Pelosi said, does POTUS empathy extend to people not named Trump? Asking for Pocahontas, shit, S-C-H-I-T-T, uh-huh. Crooked Hillary, Lion Ted, Nasty Woman, Little Lidley, Bob Corker, Wacky Omarosa, Little Marco, Crazy Jim Acosta, Mr. Kellyanne. That's who she's asking it for, because that's why, you know, there's this whole thing about there. He's inviting, or I guess his wife, Melanie, is inviting Joshua Trump, who's been bullied because of his name.
Right.
I said Trump's empathy is limited to thugs like Roger Stone. So it really doesn't matter because there is no empathy. Jim Sciutto said he's from CNN.
Yes.
He said, asked if Trump consulted him on U.S. withdrawal from Syria, Central Command. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. Asked if Trump consulted him on U.S. withdrawal from Syria, Central Command Chief General Votel said, who commands all forces in the region, answered, we were not.
Nope.
I was not consulted.
Nope. Yeah, Donald Trump, you know, he knows better than all the generals. I know more than everybody. I'm the best. I've got the greatest mind. I'm a stable genius.
Okay, so Kevin McCarthy, now it'll take me a second because I have to go forward and backward here. Kevin McCarthy tweeted, Republicans, quote, you should be able to keep more of what you earn. Democrats, quote, Washington should have more control over your life. Then he goes on to say, freedom versus socialism. That's the philosophical debate that will decide the future of America. And then in a separate tweet that I put over that, Christine Pelosi said, quote, when Trump called it deep state, he was projecting posse comitatus, eminent domain, and national emergency declarations. Once the scourge of Republicans as the epitome of government overreach are now their president's official policy. So for Kevin McCarthy to say that that Democrats want Washington to have more control over everything, no. Eminent domain, national emergency, right. Posse comitatus, no. It's not us. It's Republicans.
You think?
I think.
I'm so sad. I'm so over all this.
I know. God. And here's the unity tweet of the day. Peter Baker says, McConnell has told associates he thinks Trump's staff has failed to adequately brief the president on the perils of an emergency declaration. As many as 10 Senate Republicans would join Democrats to reject the move.
Uh-huh. Really? You think?
Unity! Okay, so Dad, who was a journalist at The Atlantic, said things only get worse, and he put up a screen grab from Steve King of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, here's the tweet. Having only one ticket, I invited one of two guests for State of the Union tonight, Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, otherwise known as Diamond and Silk. Diamond won the coin toss. Both will be my guest speakers at COS in the morning.
What's COS?
I don't know. I don't know,
I
want to bang my head on my wall right now.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So I've been pissed. I've been on a little tear over the last two or three days.
Welcome to my world.
I'll just read one tweet that put up, but we can talk about this.
Okay.
Now Chris Christie is on Mitchell Reports. Ugh. Last night he was on All In with Chris Hayes. Before that, just about every show. Next thing you know, he'll be a paid contributor. They're all helping him sell his book.
Yes. Yep. That's all. And that's all it takes. Look, MSNBC has hired every former Republican congressman to be a contributor. Every former Republican author or Republican author to come on their air. It's like they have no use for Democrats who've been voted out of office. It's all it's the never Trumper Republican posse.
Why don't they have Al Franken on?
Good question. Probably he wouldn't do it, but beyond that, why don't they have a lot of people on? I mean, there are plenty of people that they could talk to. Of course, none that are coming to the top of my mind right now. But there are plenty of people that they could go after that they just won't. Because they're not
Elizabeth
Republicans.
Elizabeth LaVega jumped in, and she said, really nice of MSNBC and all to help Christie sell his book, but we don't need to hear from that guy. He puts on his ex-prosecutor's hat.
I don't want to hear from her. I'm sorry. She blocked me because I happened to call out a tweet when she was touting how great Steve Schmidt was, and I wrote, he's responsible for giving us Sarah Palin, and she blocked me. So fuck her.
Well, then I'll say it in my own words.
Okay.
he's for Trump in 2020. He was singing Trump's praises while he was on these shows. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Chris Christie.
Mm-hmm.
He'll try to act tough by critiquing Trump every so often, and of course talking about Jared Kushner. But he is supporting Trump 100% in 2020, and all the stations are putting him on.
Yep. Yeah. And he said I caught about 30 seconds of his interview on one of those shows yesterday, I don't even know, when he said he would absolutely support Trump and he wouldn't. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I turned off the show. I turned off my TV at that point, by the way. So Gregory Court of USA Today said, and then Empty Wheel comments about it, a just released US GAO report says taxpayers paid $13.6 million for Trump to take four trips to his resort at Mar-a-Lago. That's $10.6 million for Air Force One and $3 million for on-the-ground protection. So Empty Wheel says, meanwhile, Trump whines that the Mueller investigation has cost $25 million in direct and indirect costs. And by the way, they're pretty much getting paid back by Manafort. So, It's just everything is terrible, terrible and insane. I can't even today. David Beard, for Mother Jones, he said, and then I'll read you LOL GOP. He said, Congress has the clear authority to seek Trump's hidden tax returns. His aides are planning to violate the law to keep them secret, per Politico. And then LOL GOP says, Trump's taxes are the complete opposite of Obama's birth certificate. They're actually hidden. They actually matter. And the less racist you are, the more you want to see them.
That's very good. But he's
okay. Those were today's. I kept those a little bit shorter than I would have ordinarily because I had so many from yesterday. And plus, I knew we were going to rant.
Uh-huh.
That's what I knew.
That we did.
Okay. And I've missed all the chat room stuff. So I can't even begin to try to read back on it. I'll do that later, guys. All right. So Charles Blow yesterday said, on a side note, where would one of have ever gotten a Klan costume in 1984. They weren't in the Sears catalog. Whose mother sat in at her Singer sewing machine and made this? I want to shame her too, LOL. And he's talking about, of course, the Northam picture where there is a Klan costume available.
By the way, speaking of Ralph Northam and his admission that he did, you know, put on some a little bit of shoe polish on his
face
to darken himself to be Michael Jackson, but he said he only used a little bit because it's so hard to get off. How would he know how hard it is to get off if he hadn't done it before?
That's exactly it. And plus, you know, putting on that blackface was kind of cool. The other blackface, that was bad. But the Michael Jackson, they watched
Michael
me
Jackson,
do
the moon.
Watched
the
me
moonwalk.
Do the moonwalk.
And then his wife has to say, not a good idea.
I mean, it's just terribly obvious. And here's the argument I was getting from very nice people who follow me, but very I'll let you guys make the decision. Oh, but, you know, he said he was sorry and we should try to see the good in people because maybe he's changed. I mean, are we going to get on people because they were anti-gay marriage? I mean, they've changed. And I said, okay, first of all, and they were bringing up Joy Reid and I don't know who else. I said, first of all, Joy Reid isn't running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, Joy Reid didn't dress up as a gay person mockingly or not mockingly, but mainly we're talking about not forgiveness here, because on a personal level, you can forgive people for things they've done. We're talking about somebody who's holding office, a big office, and who is chipping away now at the Democratic Party, the entire country, and his own state's stability here. We can't have somebody doing that. We can't have somebody dressing in blackface, and we can't excuse them for it.
You think?
But I mean, this is what people are saying. But you know,
but
if
Trump gets away with
forgiven,
all this shit, but it's okay if you're a Republican. Let's go back to that whole meme again.
No, but these are Democrats saying it. This is what I'm saying. They're really nice followers who were trying to say we Democrats shouldn't be eating our own.
Oh,
I said
God.
That's not what we're doing at all. We're not saying, hey, on a personal level, he may be a really nice guy. We're saying no, we can't.
Right.
He's holding. He's a governor.
That's right. And there is photographic proof here. Now, the issue, comes up with Fairfax, the lieutenant governor, because all of a sudden this right-wing website, the one who first broke the story about Northam, all of a sudden has the story about Fairfax assaulting a woman at the 2004 Democratic convention. There's no other corroborating information. Are we supposed to just throw him under the bus immediately because somebody came out and said there was an assault, or do we check it out thoroughly?
See, that's the thing. We're willing to check it out thoroughly.
That's right.
That's the difference between us and Republicans. We are saying, hey, we're open to that. If you guys can find some corroborating evidence, then we'll take a second look at this.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is none, then we're not going to jump on this guy because we don't know who's saying what here.
Right. No,
moving along.
Yep.
Rob Fee, a writer producer, said, "Congratulations to the Rams for not having to eat cold chicken nuggets with the president."
Silver lining, yes.
Yeah. Always a silver lining. Jeff Bennett of NBC News tweeted, "Press secretary responds to the Axios report on Trump's leaked private schedules by saying, quote, there is time to allow for a more creative environment that has helped make him the most productive president in modern history. And Michael Cohen of the Boston Globe said, Kim Jong-un thinks this is a bit much.
Okay.
You're over the top. You're over the top press secretary, Huckabee-S. He's not the most protected. Okay. Ross Story said, virtually broke, quote, Roger Stone bellyaches that gag order will prevent him from soliciting money for his defense.
Oh,
poor Roger Stone.
Sad? Yeah. He doesn't have much money, we're told.
No, he's virtually broke.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. NBC News says Ocasio-Cortez to bring Kavanaugh critic who confronted Flake in an elevator to State of the Union. And then Igor Bobic adds State of the Union guests for 2020 Dems. Harris is bringing furloughed government employee who lost her home in California fires. Gillibrand is bringing transgender Navy lieutenant commander. Warren is bringing furloughed HUD employee from Massachusetts. Brown is bringing pension advocate from Ohio. And Klobuchar is bringing a Minnesota woman whose son died due to lack of insulin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we've got some good guests. Betty Bauer says, this has to be the crassest thing the crassest president has ever done. Trump is currently selling ad space. In the State of the Union address, yes, your name will appear, quote, live during the State of the Union if you give him $5. This is a low point even for this grifter trash.
He did it last year.
He did it last year, too.
People don't remember because it was only on his, I guess, the White House stream or his Facebook page, because there's only, he can't do it on the networks, obviously. He doesn't have control. So it's on his, I think it was that Trump TV thing that he was starting to do on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch it there, you might see your name. Ooh, give the grifter money. Ooh.
I think it's really funny that he's okay with drawing attention from himself. People will be reading the names and going, ooh, there's my name. why would anyone want their name associated with him anyway?
I don't know.
Anna Navarro said, why is Northam still governor? Photos horrible. The explanation's laughable. Admitting to wearing blackface, just not that blackface, is absurd.
Yep.
His 30-year silence is inexcusable. His press conference was stupid. That everyone wants him gone and he's lingering like herpes is shameless.
It is shameless, but and as much as he needs to go, they need to figure out the situation with Fairfax. This is really a fucked up situation. There's no other way to put it. No other way to put it.
Julia Davis, an investigative journalist, said our best intelligence allies might be holding back information from their U.S. counterparts for fear Trump could not keep it secret, since Trump likely discuss sensitive matters with Putin behind closed doors with no record of the conversation. He's putting this country in danger every single day.
Yep. Well,
every single day.
Exactly. And our only way out of it, it seems, is to vote him out of office. And yet the Democrats, such a wonderful party, they're fucking it up. Because all the attacks on Bernie, all the infighting, all the ugliness and the nastiness is going to come back and kill us all.
Ugh. I'm going to skip some because I see time is running out. I'm going to do a one from Dean Obadala because he's funny. Trump not tweeting yet this morning, which means he's so tired from playing golf this weekend at Mar-a-Lago that he's sleeping in. Executive time.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about executive time?
Schooley says the White House is trying to spin off calendar calls with Lou Dobbs as work. what's this one? Matea Gold of Washington Post said some remarkable finds in this deep dive into one of the most aggressive efforts to date by the Trump administration to crack down on voting fraud. Trump has claimed millions voted illegally in 2016 and sought to portray voting by immigrants as a widespread phenomenon. In North Carolina, state officials took a look, and found 41 non-citizens had voted, but out of more than 4.5 million total ballots cast.
Yeah, point being 41 millions. What's the difference?
Scott Duff, Chicago radio host, said, hey, Northam, bet you didn't realize that it's harder to get egg off your face than shoe polish.
Well, he didn't, because he's never actually put egg on his face before.
Yes, indeed. Tony Mosnansky. Oh, God, I'm going to screw that name up. He's a comedian. He said, at Tommy Lauren, right. Cardi B is nominated for 5 Grammys and has a national endorsement with Pepsi. You make videos in your parents' bathroom and are famous for shoving guns in your pants. Sit down, Tonka.
Yep, I go along with that one.
That was a fun one. Want to end on that one?
Okay,
it was fun?
Let's do that. And with that, we're mercifully out of time for today. I guess screaming is better than crying, but I really didn't want to do either today. That's why I pulled out the laugh track, although it didn't really work. We'll try again tomorrow. Gaius Publius will be here. I understand he doesn't want to watch the State of the Union address, so we'll talk about other things.
Oh, good. Okay.
With that, we'll find Gotta Laugh on the Twitters. I haven't blocked you. So,
I haven't blocked you either, so we're good.
You'll fill my feed, baby. I'll talk to you later.
I love your feed. Bye-bye.
And I'll see you tomorrow. Ooh. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.